And welcome now to the Midday for a Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day. I'm Norman Gilliland. I think I can tip you off to the extent to say that we'll have a Valentine's-oriented quiz question today and see what you can make of that. Maybe you'll win a prize and a great prize between now and then. My two guests, perfect for Valentine's Day, they are Natalie McMaster and Donnell Leahy. Welcome to the Midday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're going to be performing tonight at 7:30 in the Capitol Theater, the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison, in a program called Cape Breton and Beyond. And when you say Cape Breton right away, I think most people would have a pretty good idea of what to expect. That great, Scots-Irish tradition music that's filtered through the New World and beyond.
Very well put, yes. Our beautiful Cape Breton Island and its music and traditions came from Scotland in the mid-1700s. And so, it's mostly Scottish, but there's a bit of Irish influence there for sure, and some French even too. This day and age, it's been a little evolution. But the historians tell me that the music of Cape Breton is closer and truer to the old-style Scottish music than the music in Scotland today.
Well, that's sort of what you hear about, French Canadian being closer to 17th century French than Parisian French is today, that kind of thing. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
old world, new world difference.
That's right.
And you have said on one occasion, Natalie, that there are more fiddlers on Cape Breton Island per capita than anywhere else in the world, and I guess you would know.
Yeehaw! That's what I'm told. Yep. And it's when you go there, especially during the popular months, summer, which is July 20th to the 25th,
mm-hmm.
it's rich in all sorts of cultural events that focus on the fiddle music.
Now, what I'm intrigued about by the two of you, the husband and wife performers, with how many children in the mix now, too, performing?
Well, we have six kids with a seventh on the way, and six of them go on stage.
Even whether isn't there a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old in there somewhere?
Our 3-year-old goes mm-hmm. on stage. She's not with us on this particular run, but we've got the other five on stage. The youngest is 5.
Is there any issue with upstaging? You know, kids and dogs is what they say.
Yes. Every night we say to each other, we're not having them on stage anymore with us. That's enough of that. All the little ones are, you know, they do their thing and they're trying to be like mom and dad, and it's great having them on the stage, but great having them on tour. We couldn't leave them at home.
They all play the fiddle?
They all play the fiddle, yeah.
Is there any guarantee that if you have 6 or 7 children that they're all going to be able to play the fiddle? I mean, is it that part of part of the genetics or the culture? How does that work?
Well, they are genetically forced to play.
Uh-huh.
And we sometimes joke that they are our retirement plan. But I know, you know what, it's not so far-fetched for us to see them playing, because that's what we do, and they're around it, and they want to be like mom and dad, and they want to be like their older sister and their older brother, and so it's sort of a natural thing.
Well, you have between you, a fair number of CDs, but this is one of the more recent ones, I guess, and one in which you're performing together, because you have, or at least have had, very different styles, and so it really wasn't a given that, even though married, that you would perform together that much.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I certainly had assumed two fiddlers getting married, and my gosh, we're going to play the fiddle together. And we did at a party somewhere just months after we got married, and somebody recorded it and gave us a copy, and we listened to it, and we were so disappointed. We did not sound good together. And what was happening was I was covering up Donnell's unique Donnellisms, and Donnell's music was covering up my Cape Bretonisms. And so it didn't have any focus, and it was just kind of mushy. And so we've had to learn over the years how to play together, because our styles are dramatically different.
And Donnell, you're from Ontario?
Yes. Yeah.
So they play differently out there?
You know, Ontario doesn't have one prevalent style. Like Cape Breton, there's such a Cape Breton style. If you're from Cape Breton, that's what you hear, that's what you play. If you're an Irish fiddler, there's a distinct Irish fiddling style.
Sure.
I grew up in hockey country, and although I played the instrument, I didn't have one style that dominated. So I would seek out Cape Breton and French and Irish and jazz and classical and rock. Anything I could hear on the radio, I would just try and play. I needed to find inspiration and ideas and music to listen to. So it was whatever was around me. And so as a result, my style is not defined like Natalie's is. It's not, you know, a Cape Breton or an Irish. It's kind of a combination of a number of worldly things.
I think that could also describe this CD as a quite a variety of styles on it. And I mean, if we call Cape Breton music folk music, in its origins at least, it's like all other kinds of music kind of spreading out into other genres. I mean, you mentioned jazz, but also certainly rock and classical too. I mean, I detect little occasional classical strains in what you have here.
Yeah, there's definitely a crossover. Also, too, for us as individuals, aside from our styles, we have our own personal tastes. So even though I'm a Cape Breton fiddler, when we write music together, Danelle and I, there's other styles that come out of me. I shouldn't say styles, but colors of different things, flavors, you know, from the classical world or from the rock world or things that sound kind of gypsy-ish or something. And same for Danelle, too. That just kind of comes out as your mind is free to do.
Now, the Whistler of Rosslea, what's the origin of that?
Well, this is a combination of two reels in the key of C minor, I believe. And that's an odd key for fiddle tunes. And I don't know if I have ever come across any other fiddle tunes in those keys. So we thought they just gave an interesting tone to the instrument and a different flavor. And so we worked on them a bit and got them down and put this little arrangement together. I think the origins, I think one of them is Scottish, and you brought the other one to the table. You don't remember, do you, Danelle?
I don't remember.
You're in the headlights. Look at me.
Maybe this will jog your memory.
Yeah.
Shall we? Here we go. Thank you. And there you get a little bit of the sound there in a piece called The Whistler of Rosalie, which is two C minor reels, and it is a different kind of sound that we hear from my guest today, Natalie McMaster, and her husband, she being his wife, that'd be Donnell Leahy. And they're performing tonight at 7:30, perfect for Valentine's Day, husband and wife couple, performing music of Cape Breton and beyond at the Overture Center for the Arts in the Capitol Theater tonight at 7:30. This one has an interesting recent story to it, as it was actually used, you were telling me, Natalie, in a film about Walt Disney?
Yes. The Hector the Hero, which is a very old Scottish tune, probably a good 300 years old, we put on this recording, and it got picked up as part of the soundtrack for a movie called, Danelle, what is the title of the movie? I know it's the story of, I think it's Life Before Walt, or Life Before Disney, or I don't know. It's awful. Can't believe it. I don't have that in my head. But anyway. Well,
busy.
It's a beautiful movie, and this point in the story where Walt Disney is down and out and living on the streets and digging through the garbage, they play this track, Hector the Hero.
Got the name of the film, right? From whence that comes.
Walt Before Mickey.
Walt Before Mickey. So check that out, and you will hear the music of Natalie McMaster. And also, I think it was, how many performers in that?
On that track?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, there would have been probably 18 or so. Yeah. The string section.
A lovely blend. Mm-hmm. And we have a number of performers in this track, too. It's actually the last one on the disc. which will, what shall we say, kick up the tempo a little bit.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And what's the origin of this one?
We were in Cape Breton recording this record, and we thought, you know, it'd be so fun to have some of our friends, Cape Breton friends and musicians, come in and just push record and play. And so we brought them in, and we all sat around, and this literally happened in one take, and we had so much fun, and it was such the color that was needed in at the time in the studio. And so it's just a bunch of Cape Bretoners driving her, as they say.
Well, it gives you that sense of the house parties that you talked about, you know, that everybody in Cape Breton has these parties where chances are somebody's going to, actually more than somebody's going to know how to play the fiddle and some other instruments too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's definitely a hand-me-down tradition. Even the nature of this track, we just put the tunes together in the studio just before they pressed record, and they recorded it, and when it was done, we're like, okay, we got that.
And how did you come out with the Balkan Hills for a title?
That's the name of the first tune. Yeah, just an old march, Cape Breton march.
Here we go.
Okay, we know what we're
going to
play.
Yeah, are you guys good? Do you remember this is the first dress bay?
Very all set. Are you rolling there, Justin? Right now. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Well, if you were dancing to that, you can take the rest of the day off because accelerated tempo is the kind of thing the Strausses like to do occasionally, too, is like ramp things up in the middle and there was no way out but to keep on dancing. That was Balkan Hills. And by the way, the pieces we've heard from my guests today, Natalie McMaster and Donnell Leahy, all come from a CD that they recorded in 2015 called One. And though speaking of dancing, and you're performing tonight, of course, and perform I don't know how many venues in the course of a year, but how can people in the audience actually sit still? I mean, is it really dance music, most or all of what you do?
It definitely originates from that. Both Donnell and I grew up in traditions where dancing was a very important part of the tradition and of the music tradition and of the rhythm in the music. So we are both very used to having people get up on the floor and start dancing, which you can see why. It's just kind of like that. It inspires that. And, of course, the steps that were created for the music, you know, go very well with the rhythms. And then the square dancing culture that I strongly came from and still come from, it's very much alive, is really just integrated and intertwined all through those melodies that I'm listening to. And yeah, so it's a very natural next step. If you're listening, then you get up and dance.
Well, so look for some of that too if you're there tonight for this performance called Cape Breton and Beyond. Visions from Cape Breton and Beyond, Capitol Theater Tonight Overture, Center for the Arts in Madison, 7:30, perfect for Valentine's Day. This wonderful husband and wife, and I'll say family too, since all six of the children so far, with number seven presumably also going to be part of the act in a couple of years. And it's Natalie McMaster and Donnell Leahy, and you're even on TED Talks too, so you can be found all over the place.
Oh yeah. Yeah, lots of stuff over the years. Sesame Street, if you're digging.
Well, you can find it. It's out there. And tonight, of course, it's live. And thanks for stopping by the midday today.
Thank you very much.